Hey friends, I'm Scott Hanselman and it's Azure Friday. I'm here with Chris Pendleton. We're talking about Azure Location Services. Now, you know, you look familiar. I think we've talked about maps. You've been in maps for a while.
Yes, almost 20 years.
So anything map related at Microsoft, you're that guy.
It usually points to me, that's right.
Yeah, that's cool. So you just love maps. You're like the original cartographer.
I'm one of the originals, that's right. I came 2002 to Microsoft from another mapping company that we acquired. Mm-hmm. And I've been here ever since.
And now when we think of maps, they're everywhere. They're all the time. We, as the customer, expect our map tiles to be fast and high quality and updated. And there's so much that we expect. They've become ubiquitous in our lives.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it's great you touch on that freshness aspect, because in our recent review with Satya, he said himself, the best map is the freshest map.
Yeah.
And so that is some of the key features behind Azure location-based services.
Yeah. I actually, a very small story, I recently explained to my wife the difference between the different layers of data that appear with maps, because they just opened a new roundabout near our house,
yep.
Except the routing system didn't know that the roundabout was there.
Uh-huh.
So she got to see this overlay as the satellite could see the roundabout.
Yep.
The map didn't see the roundabout, the routing system didn't see the roundabout, and then each layer slowly over the course of a week started to pick those things up.
That's right.
And now we can actually go home with our GPS.
You're kind of telling some of our secrets behind the scenes here.
Am I?
That's right.
Wow, I didn't mean to. What kind of secrets are there?
Well, just the imagery has a vintage associated with it. And so
I think people don't realize that. I know we've all zoomed in on a map and said, look, there's my car parked at Thriftway. You can see the top of my car.
There's my car 3 years ago.
Yeah, exactly. It hasn't moved the entire time. So in the past, when I've wanted mapping services, I would say that I don't really think about it that much. I sign up for a service like Google Maps or Bing Maps. Mm-hmm. I get a key.
Yep.
And I really haven't thought about where that data's going, about who's paying for it. I just assume that I'm going to get free maps forever.
Yeah. And that's kind of the way we want you to think about it. It's like super easy to deal with, but we go pretty deep when it comes to scenarios and capabilities and the output of using something like Azure location-based services,
Mm-hmm. So what is this service now, and how does it differ from the free maps that I've signed up for in the past?
Yeah, so Azure location-based services, fully integrated first-party service from Azure,
mm-hmm.
Part of this intelligent cloud that we're advocating now.
Mm-hmm.
It's in partnership with TomTom. So TomTom's a big company out of Amsterdam, and what they did was they put all of their services first party in Azure. So they are now fully hosted in Azure, and we are wrapping up their services, adding our own capabilities, and we now have fully integrated Azure capabilities for searching, for maps, for directions, for traffic, and for querying time zones.
Ah, okay. So, like, I run a website that I'm working on updating called Nerd Dinner,
mm-hmm.
where people can find out dinners where nerds are going to be.
Well.
And I had to go and sign up for Google Maps, and then I signed up for Bing Maps.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes they'll say powered by TomTom, and sometimes they'll say powered by someone else.
Right.
But I run this in Azure. You've made me realize that I'm thinking about that Maps as an entirely separate external service.
Right.
Which means I'm sending data I don't know where.
Yeah, that's actually right. So one of the things that people have done over the years is just throw the map in there without consideration.
Well, just a line of JavaScript, right?
Yeah, super simple, right?
Yeah.
A couple lines and you're in, you get a key, it's free, no consideration for where the data goes. With this, we are applying all of the rules and responsibilities that Azure brings to our enterprise customers. So things like privacy, things like GDPR privacy requirements.
Good point.
All of these things are now functional, first party, integrated into Azure so that you can, as an enterprise customer, feel confident that as you're working with Azure and you're checking these boxes around privacy and GDPR compliance, Azure location-based services is just another service that you can rely on.
Okay. Right?
Yes. I don't really understand GDPR as a decision maker, but I know I can count on Azure location-based services and Azure across the board to have that capability, so I could check that box.
Mm-hmm. Now, I add this to my subscription along with my virtual machines or my websites that I'm running.
Yep.
What is the pricing like?
So pricing, actually, we have a free tier. So we provide up to 250,000 maps free every month. And 25,000 other transactions free every month. And then after that, it's 50 cents for every 1,000.
Okay, so that's very modest. So if I were running today a small business or a product catalog and I had some mapping in there, I could swap in Azure location services, largely could be free and very modest cost on top of that.
That's exactly right, yeah. You just sign up for your Azure subscription, get your Azure LBS keys, and you're off and running.
And what does it look like in the portal?
So, yeah, I've got it pulled up here. So this is our portal experience right now. Mm-hmm. Yeah, let me look here. So this is our Azure LBS experience in the portal. You just do a search for location-based services. You'll also find us under Internet of Things. I won't go through the process, but what you end up with is an account fully integrated into the portal. You can add Azure LBS to your dashboard. Mm-hmm. So as you're managing your enterprise workloads in Azure, LBS will just be another tile right there in your dashboard.
Okay.
And you end up getting a key, and you get management of your account and everything. But the key is what authenticates you against the service.
Mm-hmm.
So the experience in Portal is just like anything else you would experience from Azure.
Mm-hmm.
It's just got a couple customizations specific to LBS.
And then if this key, I need to keep that private, but sometimes I'll go and put maps in my website. How do I make sure other people aren't kind of stealing my time?
Well, there's no incentive really to steal your time, right? Because we provide a free tier of offering, there's no real incentive to go and steal that key. You do want to make sure you're implementing secure techniques for hiding that key as best you can through obfuscating the key and using HTTPS protocols and whatnot.
Mm-hmm. Now, what other things does location-based services provide other than just map tiles, which
yeah.
is a complicated thing, and I don't mean to minimize it, but there's other things around GIS that I might want to do.
Yeah, and the map tiles are actually, they're pretty complex too. So the map tiles, they're actually vector data. So what
really?
We did, yeah, so instead of creating these rasterized tiles that are pre-rendered and every quarter you get an update, these are vector data rendered on the client with a skin applied to it that is custom to Azure.
So, is it SVG or something?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Can you zoom in?
Yeah, of course.
I'm so used to tiles being like four steps or five steps.
So we took that same...
Oh, I'm freaking out.
We took that same concept
yeah.
and just applied it to vector data. So now the tiling scheme is still there. It's all gridded at different zoom levels, but instead of pre-rendering the raster tile, we generate these on the fly. And inside of Azure, I hired a designer, specifically not a cartographer. So my heart goes out to the cartographers and whatnot, but I really wanted these to be beautiful.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I wanted them to apply to our enterprise customers.
Mm.
And so what that means is, as you zoom in, you get more and more data, but it's rendered in the Azure style, this custom Azure style, Azure fonts, Azure color schemes. And as you zoom out, you get less and less detail, because if you're an enterprise customer and you want to monitor your global workforce or whatever data that you have, let's say you're managing mm-hmm. Sales distribution, or you're managing profit loss centers across the world, you want less data, and you may categorize it by country or by state, and you'll see as you zoom in, or zoom out, excuse me, you'll get less data. So your data then applies on top of this.
Right, your tiles, your whatever do you want to put on top. It could be pins, it could be circles, it could be
That's right.
zip code data, whatever.
That's right, exactly. You can put lines, polygons, pins, all of your custom HTML.
Well, and this is SVG, my SVG could be overlaid as well, couldn't it?
Absolutely. So we support vector and raster overlays. So if you had raster overlays like weather,
yeah.
we could render those on top as just a new layer.
Okay.
Or if you have vector data, we can render those as well. And we've torn apart some of the map layers.
Yeah.
So you can actually, you can overlay your data under the shields. Like, this is one of the typical things.
Okay, that's cool. Okay, that's cool. So zoom in here, because that's funny you mentioned that, because I have to drive up from Portland.
Uh-huh.
I live in Portland. Yeah. And when you have traffic data, you don't hear. Basically, all of this lovely kind of salmon colored is just red.
Yeah.
Because it's Seattle.
That's right.
But then is it red over the top of the shields?
Yeah, let me actually have a demo for that. I had this up for you.
Oh, you're a star. I had an idea and you brought a demo.
That's right. There goes layers.
This is like a new kind of thinking around mapping for the modern web, because for years it's been just bitmaps.
That's right.
PNGs.
That's right. And one of the biggest problems we had with keeping the map fresh was regenerating all those tiles every single
time.
The work
required. And then also even the work thinking about the delta, like how can you do the least amount of work to generate all of those tiles?
Interesting.
Or you just do the whole world.
Interesting you talk about delta, because that's exactly where TomTom innovates, is their map data creation is incremental.
Yeah.
It's very unique in the maps world, because you have so many topological connections and even hierarchical connections.
Yeah.
Like if you insert a street or break a street in half, you're affecting lots and lots of entities on that map.
Yeah.
And so you got to make sure that those are all accounted for, and their incremental update system does that. So, yeah. But back to this, if I just turn on flow data, you can see here traffic is actually in between the base layer and the signs.
Right, and it doesn't affect the streets, which is a huge problem, and the shields are still available.
Exactly.
That is really, really interesting, because there have been a number of times on my non-TomTom GPS system where I've been toggling traffic on and off because I can't see the road underneath.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
That's cool.
Yeah. So unique and brand new custom cartography from the Azure team, and then some pretty unique data capabilities for rendering maps and data.
Yeah, right. I see here in the URL it is atlas.microsoft.com. That's
right.
Coming from the Azure data center.
Yes, so Atlas is just our domain name that we decided to use.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's cool. And is this something that I can sign up for now if I've got Azure? This is in preview?
This is in public preview now. Already integrated into the portal. Mm-hmm. Anybody can go to the portal, get a key, and start working with our APIs.
And that gives you, so when you said APIs, plural, there's not just a map control.
Yes.
There's REST APIs. One of the things that I've struggled with in the past are doing radius searches and doing polygon-based searches and finding things within the polygon.
Yep.
You can do all that?
All of that. So let's talk about radius search. So two things with radius search. One, if you have your own custom data set, you can stick that into a SQL Server implementation up in Azure, or SQL Spatial specifically,
right.
And you can query from, like, let's say you click a point on our map, you can take that point, convert it to a latitude-longitude. You could use that latitude-longitude in your SQL Spatial implementation. So you could just query your data in a radius or all the number of spatial algorithms that they support, right?
Okay.
So now we're like kind of partnering with SQL Spatial where they become sort of the back end for custom data.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The second piece of that is the ability to draw on a map and do sort of polygons, but also query our search API, which is unique. Mm-hmm. So the search API is something that is not well known at Microsoft, right? It's not been readily available.
Okay.
And so what that means is we now have point of interest data, not just searching for addresses and places and landmarks, but the search data for business listings is now included as a native part of our APIs.
But it's still inside of Azure. From a data provenance perspective, from a privacy perspective, I'm not worrying about Google or Bing or other kind of services.
No, but man, we've never granted access to this large corpus of data that is business listings. And we're talking dozens of countries around the world where we've got details about the business, like the location, the hours of operation. If it's a restaurant, we've got some reviews and ratings.
Sure, sure.
We've got data, with, links to the websites and things. All of that's integrated into a single search API.
Wow.
Yeah.
We don't have much time left, but can you show me one of the APIs and maybe in Postman?
Yeah. Sure. Yeah. Actually, so in Postman, we could do a super simple API structure. So you'll see here, I just put in this Azure, the Atlas domain, and then just query parameterization. The query is one Microsoft way. Yep, it's very RESTful. And then you could change this to any address you want. You could change this to a business listing. We could change this to anything. It could be coffee. It could be gas
station. You could put in Chipotle.
I could put in Chipotle. This is an address search, so let me go do fuzzy search. Fuzzy search is, I have no idea what's going to come in this box.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Just find something.
Okay.
And so let me do a fuzzy search for you here.
Cool.
And we could just pass in any query we want. And you said Chipotle?
Yeah, theoretically.
Yeah. So what that's going to do is find all of the nearby Chipotles.
Look at that. There it is.
Yeah.
Yep, categorization, location, all that stuff.
Yep. Yep.
All
so
right.
All built in. And so, I mean, there's so many APIs here. And, the routing API, we didn't really get to talk a lot about that. Man, the routing API is sick. So the routing API allows you to pass in trucking attributes. So if you're a commercial vehicle owner, like somebody like these big trucking companies, and you want to navigate around certain areas because you have a truckload of hazardous material, it could be poison, it could be chemicals, we actually have that data attributed to our roads.
Oh.
So you can navigate the truck-specific route as opposed to just commercial.
So you say, this is my gross vehicular weight. I've got these dangerous things I'm carrying.
That's right.
Make sure that you only route me on roads that I am allowed to be there.
So, I mean, if you don't mind, I could do a really quick.
No, please.
Like, let's just select two points as a starting and end point. We'll do that, and we'll do this.
We'll take a truck that we.
And let's just route. And you can see there's a delta in the route that a truck must take versus a car.
Right, right. He's got to stay on the big roads.
Yeah, and then I could look at like the load type and look at this.
Yeah.
Those are the types of
Hazardous materials.
Hazardous materials, thank you. Contents is what I was...
Contents.
Those are the kind of contents that we can carry that are attributed to the roads. So if we selected any one of those, it would actually apply that. So you could have specific requirements for a trucking company if you're carrying poison. They probably don't want you driving through neighborhoods.
Sure.
So minimize the neighborhoods, maximize the big, large roads.
This is huge. So this is all available in preview for all those enterprise customers that are thinking about this data, thinking about routing. They can start applying this now.
Right
and now. You've got it all powered by TomTom.
All powered by TomTom.
Very cool.
Yeah.
All right. Man, I'm learning a ton about Azure Location Services here on Azure Friday, and you should check it out as well.